This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A slate of gun bills backed by Democrats are moving forward at the state legislature. The package got final approval in the Senate Monday and now heads to the House. The bills would raise the purchase age for all firearms to 21, expand who can file an extreme risk protection order to have someone else's guns taken away, and make it easier for victims of gun violence to sue firearm makers and sellers. Republicans strongly oppose the bills, but do not have the votes to derail them. The failure of Silicon Valley Bank in California has left some Colorado startups in limbo. The equestrian app Ride IQ was able to get its money out of the bank before accounts were frozen, but founder McKinsey Lux says some of their payroll payments were canceled and not refunded.
So there's all these payroll payments that are like outstanding that are not in our bank balances, but also not having made it to the recipient. And so it's like money that's like in the middle of nowhere. Like, we don't know where it is.
The bank failures have also shaken Wall Street. Regulators stepped in to halt trading of shares of numerous regional banks Monday after their stocks dived, but no Colorado-based institutions were on that list. Former Representative Pat Schroeder has died. Schroeder represented Denver in Congress for 24 years. She died in Florida Monday after having a stroke. Schroeder briefly ran for president in 1987. In her campaign announcement speech at Denver Civic Center Park, Schroeder said she was running to change minds about what women could do in politics.
I said that I wanted America to see me as a candidate for president who was a woman, rather than a woman's candidate, and label me and pigeonhole me.
Schroeder was 82. This is CPR and KRCC.